On March 21st, the faculty of the School of Arts and Sciences passed a resolution of no confidence in President Duncan, the first time one has been passed in Rollins history. I'm joined by Dr. Dexter Boniface, Associate Professor of Political Science, Weddell Chair of the Americas, Director of Latin American and Caribbean Studies, and Vice President of the faculty. What brought about this vote?
Well, there is a longer-term context, and then there are some of the more immediate precipitating causes. But I think the broader context that brought about this vote is a frustration on the part of arts and sciences faculty with the president over several years now. And so this was not a vote that was based on events that are specific to the spring semester right now. But in fact, go back 4 years, 2 years, 2 months, whatever it is, have been building up for a considerable time. I think the first time that we saw in the big scheme of things, the complaints that the ANS have with the president relate basically to a lack of communication, a sense that the president doesn't consult with the faculty when making very significant decisions that affect the college and affect us as the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, and also a belief that the president has not always followed the process that is dictated in the bylaws. And the first time that this really became a serious issue was 2 years ago when the College of Professional Studies was created and the Faculty of Arts and Sciences was effectively splintered into these two separate colleges. It was felt then that the way in which that decision was made was not in keeping with the bylaws of the college, that there was not a real consultation with the affected parties, and certainly not a consultation with the vast majority of the arts and science faculty. So that was the major incident that I think really soured the relationship between the faculty and the president, was the sense that he was making significant decisions that affected the college and affected the core mission of the liberal arts without consulting the core constituency at the college, which is the arts and sciences faculty. At that time, and this gets into another question that's been raised about this, there was a censure of the president, and he was censured. He is a member of the arts and sciences faculty as president. And he was censured as one of us for not following the bylaws. I should say that before that, there had already been some tension that resulted from a survey that the faculty had pressed to have a mechanism in place whereby we could assess and offer feedback of the administration. And, for example, we went through a fairly rigorous evaluation of the dean of students and, at that time, the dean of the faculty, which would now is two deans, the dean of ANS and dean of CPS. However, there was resistance both at the provost level and particularly at the presidential level to the type of process that had been set up to have an evaluation. And furthermore, after there was a sort of an evaluation that was finally conducted after some back and forth, we felt that the president didn't really give a serious account of some of our feedback and suggestions for how he could improve the faculty administration relationship. So you had some of these, those are some of these issues that have been boiling in the background in the past 3 or 4 years. It's also true then that this spring there have been some additional factors that I think move the faculty to just decide that a stronger statement of our disapproval was needed. And this refers in part to some recent initiatives to develop a business major at the campus. But I will stress that that is, it's not the main reason that this vote was called, but rather it's indicative of the way we believe the president has not consulted with faculty, and the way in which this a proposal for a new business major, which would be distinct from international business, and which some of us fear would be lacking in the liberal arts component that the international business program did have through its emphasis on foreign language, cultural and area studies. We feared that this new program might not have those features, but more than that, that the way in which it appeared that this program was going to be implemented was once again one that didn't seem to follow the bylaws, and specifically the fact that the faculty of Rollins have control of the curriculum. And it appeared to us on the executive committee of the ANS faculty that this program was not being directed by the faculty, but rather by the administration, if not even it being imposed on the faculty without their consent, when in fact it appeared that most of the relevant faculty didn't support this new business major being created from their out of the College of Professional Studies, specifically in the International Business Department. Frankly, that's an issue that you should be interviewing someone in the other college for. For us, it speaks to this larger issue that we feel like we don't have influence over the creation of new programs, creation of a new college, and many other decisions that take place at Rollins. We have a president who doesn't attend faculty meetings, doesn't attend meetings of executive council, does not appear to have a rapport with the faculty, does not win over the faculty to his vision of the future, and these frustrations are just boiled over to the point that we wanted to make our opinion known in a more forceful way than maybe we did 2 years ago with the censure vote.
What do the faculty who voted the affirmative for no confidence hope is accomplished?
I think, this is one of those issues where we have to be clear a little bit about what this means. And I will say, when we made the censure vote 2 years ago, I think there was a tremendous amount of frustration. I mean, a great deal of frustration, and much was lost, I think, in terms of the morale of the arts and sciences faculty as a result of that. Much was lost in terms of the rapport with the president, and the faculty administrative relations have really soured. But we made the option of a censure vote, which is a fairly quiet sort of piece of faculty governance. It wasn't meant to draw attention. It was meant to express a sort of dissent. There was a hope, maybe, that things could get better. And I think here we are 2 years later. We do not feel like things have gotten better. We feel, in fact, things are getting worse. In recent surveys that have been done by the Chronicle, which surveys whether Rollins is a great college to work for, we see that the faculty surveyed believe that it's shared governance, senior leadership, the faculty administrative and staff relations, communication, that in all these areas that we are less of a great college to work for in the past 2 years. We have regressed in these categories in the past 2 years. So we have not, after that big rupture 2 years ago, we haven't seen, we haven't recovered from it. And I think people in the arts and sciences feel that things, in fact, are not only are they not getting better, but we're continuing to get worse. So, hence the stronger vote of a no confidence. Ultimately, A vote of no confidence is just that. It is our statement that we don't have the confidence that President Duncan can lead this institution in the direction we believe it should be going. We don't believe he has the support of the faculty in the initiatives that he brings to the table, and that he is an effective leader in that sense. We cannot fire the president. I think I've seen some commentary from students, for example, that suggest this is somehow going to lead to President Duncan's immediate dismissal. I think a statement of no confidence suggests that ultimately it is the desire of the faculty that President Duncan's contract not be renewed. And the vote was pretty strong, 67-10. So it wasn't a close vote. I think those that have voted in affirmative, what they hope to accomplish is to bring pressure on the Board of Trustees to not renew President Duncan's contract. Frankly, it's a vote stating that we want different leadership. And it's a pressure point that we have. It's us giving voice to this concern. And at the time, at this present moment, our primary audience is the board. They are the ones that control this contract. We are not interested in doing damage to the Rollins as an institution. On the contrary, I think we believe it's our responsibility to stand up for the principles that we're defending, commitment to liberal arts education, a commitment to faculty control of the curriculum, a commitment to following the governance bylaws. And so that's why we've taken this vote, where it shouldn't be understood in other terms.
This vote occurred a day before reunion weekend invited alumni of the college back to campus. Was there any thought to the timing that did occur?
There was a discussion about the timing, and I would stress that in my interpretation of the conversation that we had, that this decision was completely unrelated to the timing of Alumni Weekend. However, there were some that said that this would either be an opportune time or an inopportune time. So there were certainly voices that said now is not the moment for this, and others that said now is precisely the moment for this. I can't know what everyone was thinking, but I believe that the overwhelming sentiment was that this was simply the time, because of the frustrations had just reached a level that that faculty wanted to act on, and it was entirely coincidental in that respect that it occurred during this alumni reunion weekend. It's not our intention at all to dampen the spirit of this weekend, and it wasn't meant to politicize the alumni weekend at all. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Dr. Boniface, thank you for your time.
All right.